October 11, Growth in Grace, through simple, trusting faith. The grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 1:14. It is your privilege ever to grow in grace, advancing in the knowledge and love of God. If you maintain the sweet communion with Christ, it is your privilege to enjoy. In the simplicity of humble faith, ask the Lord to open your understanding that you may discern and appreciate the precious things of His Word. Thus you may grow in grace, grow in simple, trusting faith. Be sure that your spiritual life does not become poor, sickly, inefficient. There are many who have need of the words and example of a Christian. Weakness and indecision provoke the assaults of the enemy, and anyone who fails to increase in spiritual growth in a knowledge of truth and righteousness will frequently be overcome by the enemy. Genuine faith always works by love. When you look to Calvary, it is not to quiet your soul in the non-performance of duty, not to compose yourself to sleep, but to create faith in Jesus, faith that will work, purifying the soul from the slime of selfishness. When we lay hold of Christ by faith, our work has just begun. Every man has corrupt and sinful habits that must be overcome by vigorous warfare. Every soul is required to fight the fight of faith. If one is a follower of Christ, he cannot be sharp in deal. He cannot be hard-hearted, devoid of sympathy. He cannot be overbearing, nor can he use harsh words and censure and condemn. Let faith, like a palm tree, strike its penetrating roots beneath the things which do appear, and obtain spiritual refreshment from the living springs of God's grace and mercy. There is a well of water which springeth up into everlasting life. You must draw your life from this hidden spring. If you divest yourselves of selfishness and strengthen your souls by constant communion with God, you may promote the happiness of all with whom you come in contact. You will notice the neglected, inform the ignorant, encourage the oppressed and desponding, and as far as possible relieve the suffering. And you will not only point the way to heaven, but will walk in that way yourselves.